You're such an asshole.
An actual request over here at assholeconsulting.com. If you got questions, Cappy's got answers as long as you got money. This is from a lady. Hey, asshole, if school and corporate America are for dumber people and tradesmen, indie thinkers, etc., actually much brighter, I don't know about the tradesmen, are dumber people more likely to be brainwashed? It seems to be the overly credentialed type who rush to get the double espresso, watch MSM, and still believe that the news is legit. They are completely oblivious to the changes of the past 10 years or so. It has gotten dangerous for us all. They still are not waking up. Is IQ related to your likelihood or resistance to brainwashing? Hugs, Shannon. All right. So what I did is I went out and I researched this. And I've had a, I would say more than a passing intellectual curiosity with brainwashing. Only because it affects my personal life so much. Not that I'm brainwashed, but the rest of the freaking morons are. And what I noticed this very early on when I was younger is how we had evil people as teachers, just evil, vile, predominantly women in grade school. This is all grade school, where it should have been a very Calvin and Hobbes-esque Calvin versus Mrs. Wormwood, South Parkian kids versus the adults. The teachers were evil, just vile. And how you couldn't see that even as a young person was beyond me. How these, the goody two-shoe kids, the straight A kids, like, how don't you, what? And then even like when kids would say, I like going to school. I'm like, whoa, that kid. Wow. Did you dope that kid up on some kind of a agreement chemical? What you like school? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And so that early on, but then I feel like, oh, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, especially when the internet came out, I'm like, oh, people will rationally look at the history of socialism and say, it's kind of a bad deal. Or just logically think, well, if everybody makes the same amount of money and everything's free, why would we work? And if nobody's working, who's producing the stuff? Oh, that's how it all works. But time and time again, I'm proven wrong. I'm the guy proving like you are expecting way too much logic, which I assume to be second, third grade logic, out of full-grown adults. And then even what's more shocking is I get called names and accused of various political ideologies that I do not agree with because they might have tried to kill some of my forefathers in the past. I'll give you a hint. Rhymes with Herman. like the vitriolic hate, like, did you not remember history? Did you look up the budget? Thinking people look up the budget. It's there it is. No, we don't spend most of 80% of our budget does not go to defense. No, it does not. and now, especially then during the dot-com crash, the housing bubble, where, I mean, I don't know how many naked emperors that got to walk past me and a group of people. I'm saying, hey, that guy ain't got no clothes. And everyone throws rocks at me. I don't know. And then by the time I was in my 30s, I realized and just accepted people are completely susceptible to brainwashing. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that has ramifications because if you have a brainwashed society and they are not thinking critically, they're going to make bad decisions. And communally, society will at minimum stop advancing because you're believing an ideological lie and not reality. Or worse, it will collapse, you know, worse, it will decline. And that's what we're experiencing now. It's great having internet technology. I can't get a burger made right. This is great being able to do this on the internet. I'm surprised it works for now. How long the electricity is going to be on. But, you know, I got people who think they're poor because I personally had something to do with it. You know, it's, and I don't know, the worthless degree, holy cow. Like how common sense is that? And yet every year, what is it, about 5-6 million kids, they sign up for school for a worthless degree. Can't stop. And so generally speaking, I think humans are completely programmable, completely brainwashed. You got women thinking work and paying taxes is more important than kids or love. Bravo. Bravo, feminism. Bravo. I'd tip my hat if I had one. That was an amazing feat. You brainwash half the population to go against their genetics. That's great. I'm being honest. I'm impressed. I don't know if I'm more impressed with the quality of the brainwashing or impressed with just how easily duped three generations of women have now. And men follow through on it too. Like, oh, okay. You dangle a little of the pea sleeve there. They'll say and regurgitate anything. Anyway. So this question is very interesting. Like, all right, you know, you see the academics and they're all brainwashed and leftists and Marxists and the higher education, the more leftist you're going to be. And then you got these dumb yokels, which you do, Wyoming, South Dakota, like, oh, dang, dang, diggly. And like, well, you're not that bright, but you vote conservative or Republican or Libertarian, or maybe you just don't like the Democrats. You seem less susceptible to brainwashing. And so I try to look it up. I try to look up IQ and how susceptible people are to brain or the efficacy of brainwashing. And unless I missed it, I don't think a study's been done, which would be very interesting. Very interesting. And I emailed her and what did I say? Where did it go? Well, let me read a request. Oh, I already did. Haven't forgotten about you, love. Just doing research. Pretty much no research has been done on it, so I'm left to speculate about the correlation. Then she says, you're smart enough to speculate. She likes me. She got a little soft spot for the old Kapmeister. Haven't we covered the credibility of research suggests studies show all right? Yes. I mean, but that's the brainwashers are not the brainwashed. They know what they're doing. So is that, what do you think? I know what I think. That's good enough for me. Send you for a Clary original or economic loss of the day video. XOXOXO in Francais. Anonymous. We'll keep her anonymous. Jealous of your girlfriend. I get to be your spinster agent in the field. Well, it's not enough Cappy to go around. Hot girls are more than welcome to send lingerie clad pics to the old Kapmeister. all right. So, and that's what I'm left to do is I'm left to speculate. And there's only two things I can really come up with. One, if we were to find a study, what we're going to find is that I would speculate, I could be wrong, but if I had to put money on it, I would say we would find the higher IQ, the more susceptible they are to brainwashing. However, the reason is not because of intelligence. Brainwashing susceptibility would not be a function of intelligence. It would be a function of education, and that's still, generally speaking, in the United States, the smarter you are, the more schooling you have. Generally speaking, that correlation is loosening. But someone with a PhD probably has a higher IQ than a high school dropout. All right. Not always, but generally that would hold. And the more time you spend in education, the more you're going to be brainwashed. You may have an actual resilience to it, but after think about this. Some people go to school for a quarter century. And starting in 5 years old, it's leftism all the way. And so by the time they get out when they're 30 with a doctorate or whatever, I don't care what their IQ is. It may be high, but what we would see functionally in the real world, if we do a correlation, is that IQ would positively correlate with brainwashability. Not because of the intelligence, I'd argue, but because they've been conditioned and programmed that entire time. And with the majority of people going to college, which is at minimum a 17-year endeavor, That's a long time to be brainwashed. And I just think the human brain, unless a true iron mind of will, like an author Schopenhauer, would succumb to the brainwashing. They would inevitably succumb to the brainwashing. So in the United States or other first world Western nations, I would bet you would see intelligence positive correlated with brainwashing. But since that's a function of education, this then says, okay, does intelligence provide any kind of protection against brainwashing? Logically, you would say yes. But I think, and this is where, a lot of people think, cause I wrote a book on intelligence, it means I'm like pro IQ as a measure. I'm generally for it, for what it measures, but it's not this end all be all. I think what's actually more important would be street smarts. Now, I don't know how you would measure street smarts, like a lack of distrust. I know there's like the five forces of the psychology. Ooh, I'm bad with agreeableness or distribution. But I would say, like, if you have street smarts, which again positively correlates with intelligence, but more so with experience, I think street smarts is probably the number one factor that would be inversely related with brainwashability. So if you grew up on the streets, you were poor, you had to support yourself, you weren't Tina, the bimbo, in Edina every day, I need attention, and mommy and daddy in the world just told you everything, and you were brainwashed in all corners of the world, and then you're dumped out in the real world, and like you're duped into getting a master's in whatever, child poetry. You'll believe anything. You'll believe whatever sounds good. And that's an easier mark. She's much more dupable than someone who grew up in the ghetto, grew up in the bar or the trailer park, had to put themselves through college or join the military, or just had to work a real job and had no support and is surrounded by people trying to constantly screw them over, screw her over. People you can't trust, even your own family. And then, like, for example, I'll tell you, you know, a perfect example. Talk about street smarts. You know who ain't brainwashed? I bet you this, in addition to author Schopenhauer, another mind or archetype that would be completely inoculated against brainwashing would be drug dealers. I bet you those guys, they know the level, they know the score. You wouldn't be able to get them to, so, or prisoners, people in prison. I bet you would not be able to get a prisoner, a non-drug addicted one. They'd be like, no, man, because you can't afford to be brainwashed. You just can't. So now how would you measure street smarts? I don't know. You come up with a point. So, are you from Edina? Okay, minus 20. You ain't street smart. Get out of here. But yeah, just living in reality. But that would be up for a social scientist study show, researcher to look that up. And I don't see a political, I don't see why such a study would be political. So maybe we might get a fair shake at this. But although you look at EQ, which is just, you know, an excuse for dumb people to feel smart. I know you have a high IQ. I have a low IQ, but I have a high EQ. Yeah. Okay. Go play with your Barbie dolls, guy. Okay. Just go play in your land of make-believe with Mr. Rogers and imagine you're actually smart. All right. But yeah, that's what I would speculate, but we won't know until like a legitimate unbiased study is done. So there you go. All right. A couple super chats. Got a couple here. Karen Allery. Who is this? TJ? When someone bored, you actually set up an account. Hey, Charlie Sheen, where's the other two men? Who would be my opposite? I never watched Two and a Half Men. I know there's the kid actor. Who is the nerdy actor? Who is that guy? Who would that, what red pill guy would that be? The nerdy guy. I'm trying to think. There aren't that many nerdy, truly nerdy, geeky guys. Jack, because he's tall and thin? Maybe. Alex Patino, $5. The problem we have is that we tend to create echo chambers in order to reinforce ideas and values, even if those lack substance and or facts. Yeah, and I'll go with that. The other thing, what I found more to be, people are just too damn lazy to look this stuff up. They won't want to be inconvenienced to, one, look it up, and then, two, have to reprogram their entire ideology. Because if there's something wrong with your ideology, like it's proven to be wrong, now you got to rethink the whole thing. People are just lazy to do that. I also think most ideology, at least in the United States, is to protect stupid, lazy people, their ego and pride. Because deep down inside, don't tell me for a second these girls who are like 300 pounds with a worthless degree actually believe men have been oppressing them. All right? They don't believe it actually believe that beauty is a social construct. No. Deep down inside, they know. They know, but they're going to come up with this ideology to protect their ego. It's actually quite an impressive mental feat to come up with an entire world of philosophy to excuse your behavior and rationalize away your hypocrisy. I'd argue you should spend that time at the gym or making money or falling in love and spending time with your kids or doing burpees as one drives in over long haul trucking. But it's just lazy. People don't want to do that. It just doesn't take, they just don't want to do it. Everyone wants to think they're great and amazing and intelligent when they're not. And they'll come up with, you know, like EQ. I'm an idiot according to traditional, but according to this, did you know? And then they get arrogant. You know, it's not just about IQ. Yeah, it kind of is. It kind of is. Daniel Way, 20 generous dollars. Hey, Dr. Celery. If you want to laugh at stupid people, look up 11-foot-8 bridge on YouTube. You won't be disappointed. I don't know. I'll maybe look it up later. I got more A-Hill consulting to do today. It'll be tonight. I got to get out and go ride a motor. It's 96 degrees out here, though. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll go up into Keystone. It's cooler there. A Professor Spud for $5. The jolly heretic thinks IQ of 120 are most susceptible to brainwashing because they value the social consensus more than truth. He might have something. Do you got a link, Professor Spud? Can you email that to me? I presume he's got a YouTube channel. I'd love to hear it because I find that intellectually interesting. But then there's got to be. So you start getting in the 140, 150 plus, and you start to really get untethered. Oh, you're saying of 120. Yeah. Wasn't there someone that came up with like the island of 120 IQ? Like if you're in the 110 to 125, you're smart enough to know you're smart enough, but then you get a godlike complex. So it's kind of a Dunning-Kruger effect. Like you ain't no Einstein. Although I would argue kind of like the education system, that phenomena would be more. Oh, God, darn it. Ah. Oh, geez. You ever have a beard hair that just punches you right in your lip? You're like, ugh. That's more of a function of society or institutions that have been built around people with that IQ. I don't think it's necessarily specific to the 110s to 120s. Alex Bogey, $2. No, you need life experience and street smarts. Yeah, that's why I kind of conclude. Nonstop Dre, 360 for $2. Wouldn't Vincent, your pimp, be your opposite nerd? No, he's not that nerdy as the guy. I mean, Charlie Sheen was the cool guy and the other guy was Mortimer Snerd. Who's like a really nerdy guy? Even TJ Martinell ain't that nerdy. See, the kid would be Jack because Jack is like 12 years old. But we got to figure out who. I guess there were some gals in that show too. I don't know. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, askconsulting.com. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.